1% this month over the previous three-month period. I'm Tony Bruscato.
An autopsy shows a University of Connecticut football player was killed by a single stab wound to his abdomen, and the state medical examiner's office has ruled his death a homicide. Jasper Howard and another male student were stabbed outside the UConn Student Union early yesterday morning. Police say no arrests have been made, and authorities have no suspects. The Beverly Hills doctor who gave fertility treatments to octuplets mom Nadia Suleiman has been expelled from a professional organization. Dr. Michael Kamrava was kicked out of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine last month. A group spokesman says the doctor has repeatedly violated the group's standards. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor William Grady. We're going to be talking about his book, How Satan Turned God Against America. How Satan Turned God Against America. He's got a couple of other great books, but this is the one we're going to be talking about because, you know, at one time, why, America, the majority of our people were Christians. They believed in Christian values. Our heritage was based upon the Christian religion. Certainly, we never had a theocracy where we had Christian rulers, other than we wanted men who believed in Christianity to be our rulers. And certainly, there was a strong Christian element of every level of society. But that is no longer true. We have a president who's announced publicly America is not a Christian nation. First time that's ever happened, but it's happened. We've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools because the Supreme Court has said if you posted the Ten Commandments, the children might read them in horrors. They might meditate upon them and obey them, and they might not be killing one another and killing their parents and killing their unborn children. But how did all of this happen? Well, certainly this is a fascinating 1,000-page book that Pastor Grady has done a wonderful job on. Thank you very much for being with us. And why don't you tell our listeners what your basic thesis is and why it's important, especially today?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. This is the third time I've had the chance to be on your program. I appreciate the privilege.
And remember now, this is a different audience, so you can repeat yourself. You don't have to think of something novel or new. Just go right ahead with what we've talked about before.
Well, with 1,000 pages of material, it wouldn't be hard to come up with 30 different lectures, I guess, or 30 exposés. I would say that based on the dust jacket of the book, How Satan Turned America Against God, the basic thesis would be that if the world's population is 6,000 years old and the United States shows up 5,800 years into the process, we're a Johnny Come Lately type of nation. And when we come on the scene, the main thing about America will be its liberty, radio liberty. And the Jew is able to come to America. He comes to New York first, and then in the 1600s, and then he comes over to Newport, Rhode Island, subsequent to the first migration into New Amsterdam with Peter Stuyvesant, and he gets a cool reception there. But when he comes into Newport, Rhode Island, he's given a very warm reception, and Rhode Island becomes known as the main colony pushing freedom of conscience with their 1663 charter from King Charles II, giving men freedom of worship. And the Jew, after 2,000 years of running for his life, finally has a place where he can come and catch his breath. And he comes to the United States, gets a welcome here, a freedom of conscience, and I'll bless them to bless thee, and curse them to curse thee kicks in. And, you know, America becomes the leading nation in the world for all matters of prosperity as nations would be rated. And then we help the Jew get back in his land under Truman and become his leading ally. And now we're closing in on catastrophic events in that same part of the world. And most Christian people can see plenty of explanation for the end days and justification for end day scenarios all around us. So we may be seeing things wrap up. But it all goes back to a quote from Emma Lazarus, whose words are on the Statue of Liberty. We've all heard them in school. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. And she was a Jewish lady. And she there was an article in the Jewish Forward newspaper, the oldest Jewish newspaper in America, on April the 15th, 2005, about her life and her writings. And two statements here are very arresting. It says, in her early work, Lazarus worried that the United States had no past and the Jews had no future. She came to resolve this dilemma by claiming that it was the singular destiny of the United States to secure the fate of the Jews. And so I find all of that very intriguing and very much mirrored by the facts as we can see them. And America was the haven for the Jew and a launching pad to get him back to his land after 5,800 years.
And I think one of the statements that comes from your book, you know, that certainly World War One was to prepare the land for the Jews. In other words, the Balfour Declaration always reestablished Israel as the Jewish homeland. But World War Two was there to prepare the Jews to return to Israel, because why in heaven's name would any Jewish person living in prosperity in Europe or the United States want to return to that barren land, which was, of course, Palestine before, you know, the before World War II, and after that, why many Jews went to Israel, because they feared that the same thing would happen again, and they wanted to have a Jewish homeland. That's a great quotation. Where did it come from?
That was a quote from Dr. Bob Jones Sr., founder of Bob Jones University. The same way when the Jews were in the Babylonian captivity, and they were, after 70 years, they were allowed to come home, and only a small percentage came back with Ezra and Nehemiah. And this is the same thing in our, you know, like you said, in 20th century Zionism. One thing I didn't discuss the last two interviews that I think is very significant. We talked about the conspiracy history and how it has adherents that are both saved people and unsaved people, Christian people and secular people, both have some interest in conspiracy history. And if, unless you know the Lord, none of this is really going to make any sense. It's going to be a fatalistic, panic-stricken kind of a subject matter, you know. So with the Bible, you get all the insight that a poor person needs, that his unsaved person doesn't have any insight. He could just have some of the facts and realize there's problems out there, but not really understand the spiritual cause for the problems and his spiritual resources to get through them, or maybe delivered from them, or at least helped through whatever chaos may open up because of them. And all that to say this, secular conspiracy writers inevitably get into major anti-Semitism, and you've been doing this work for years, and you know all about that. And in my book, I gave an insight about the Jew that you don't hear every day, and that is, yes, the Jews were involved with secret societies, Illuminati groups and Masonic orders and so forth. And you can see them involved in many types of cloak and dagger scenarios in history. But in my book, I mentioned that there's two good reasons for that. Number one, not only was the Jew dispossessed of his own homeland, and he was like a man without a country, but he was also hunted and hated and hounded by the Catholic Church through history. And in Europe, whatever intrigues you find the Jews involved with, it's usually to overthrow, like the Masonic Order has thrones and altars as their two main enemies. And those would be Catholic monarchies, thrones, and Catholic altars. And so if you're a Jew any time in history prior to the United States being founded, it would be perfectly logical for you to inculcate yourself in some esoteric type society that's there to overthrow the powers that are trying to kill you. And the second thing about that Jew is the reason he's hated so much through the world and he gets so much bad publicity, no matter how good he's trying to be, is that he does have superior skills. God gave him the ability to make money so he could survive through the 2,000 years of wandering. And wherever he goes, he takes over because he is the superior race. Hitler was correct. He just had the wrong race. And that Jew is wired to rule, like through the millennium.
All right, you'll hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor William Grady and his book, How Satan Turned. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Pastor William Grady. His book, How Satan Turned America Against God, and America Has Turned Against God. This is what is really so important to understand. And, of course, we certainly are no longer a Christian nation. We're the greatest purveyor of pornography and vile entertainment anywhere in the world today. And you listen to so many of our sitcoms, the television programs, which we ship throughout the world, that are totally aimed at destroying the moral fabric, not only of our society, but the moral fabric of the world. And do you think God is going to honor a country like that? And, of course, these things never would have been allowed, you know, until, of course, the dark forces took over control of our government and allowed it, prevented the states from enforcing laws on decency and speech on public radio and public television, and systematically, little by little, very gradually over a period of time, they've gradually undermined the fabric of our society. But it didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I sure would. God is not the author of confusion, and the devil is the god of this world, and he's been, if Christian, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, is an old quote by Edmund Burke from England. And when you got into post-World War II, after World War II, we had the highways and the hula hoops. And the suburbs and Americans began, you know, MacArthur's asking for missionaries to go to Japan, and I don't know how many, he asked for thousands and thousands of missionaries and just got a few dozen. And at that time, men began to turn inward and to become enraptured with themselves and their own pleasure. As the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, one of the last signs, men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So we're here now. People are interested in themselves, and therefore they're not going to do right, and it's going to be a lot easier for the devil's crowd to push their agenda when God's people are losing their salt or losing their savor. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, and if the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith it shall it be good for? It shall be good for nothing but to be cast on the foot, trod on the foot of men." So, it's a very hard thing for people in the last days of Christianity and Western civilization in the church age to be able to get a handle on reality. You mentioned on the last broadcast that the book almost was a little fatalistic, but it's realistic at the same time. Well, you know, the term last days, this thou knowest, 2 Timothy 3:1, this thou knowest that in the last days perilous times shall come. Last days means last days. When you're in the last days, there's no turning the thing around. And it's a sad reality, but it has to end sometime. And you are right. You know, the comment from Obama that America is not a Christian nation any longer. Listen, that bothers anybody that has a God-fearing attitude. But think about the comments you just were making. He's basically saying what's true. I mean, he's a heathen. And a closet black Muslim, but But what he's saying is true as far as the character of our people in the aggregate.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor William Grady. No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's just it's a sad reality that he can make a statement like that, but yet, look at your country. It's built on programs like American Idol and, human beings trying to worship themselves. You know, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In Noah's time, he had eight people in the ark after 120 years of ministry, and nobody wanted to listen to what he had to say. And the reason was that the God that he was preaching about was invisible. They couldn't see him, Jehovah. And today, what they had at that time in Genesis chapter 6 were these giants that were on the land, like Goliath's ancestors. And they were men of renown, and they had the attention, of the populace. And Noah was telling them about some invisible God. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Our gods in the 20th century are created out in your part of the world, in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, City of Angels, and they're called celebrities. And when human beings see a celebrity, they go to pieces, and the first thing they say is, "Oh my God." And they're up there on the silver screen where men are, where men are greater than life, it says. The projector makes men bigger than life. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." But the Hollywood stars are bigger than life. We can't spread the gospel around today like our ancestors did as easily as they did, because your American people are just interested in seeing Madonna or Britney Spears. They don't want to hear about somebody named Jesus. So they're worshiping one another and trying to worship themselves through shows like American Idol and now on YouTube, and put a video out about yourself. And 2 Timothy 3:1, "This thou knowest, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves." I mean, we're right here now with how could you get a more narcissistic leader than Obama? And he's a reflection of the electorate that put him in, and the rest of us are just as interested in promoting ourselves as he is, the majority of the people.
What part have the people of great wealth played in this transformation of America, the people of in the banking industry, the people who control the foundations and the corporations? Are they victims of this, or are they architects of it?
Well, I think that they're architects of it, especially the Federal Reserve Board. And the commercial in the middle of the break mentioned Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island. I remember reading that years ago and quoted a lot out of that book in my second book. That's certainly a big part of it. The golden rule, whoever has the gold makes the rules. But, in heaven, they're going to use gold for pavement. The streets are going to be made out of gold. So, they're not the ultimate enemy. The ultimate enemy are the Christians, who have let down their own culture by their own spiritual collapse. You look into Revelation 3, the Church of Laodicea, it says you're blind. One of the great characteristics of the church in the last days is a spiritual blindness. And a real interesting type of that, Dr. Stan, is, Jesus is called the last Adam by the Apostle Paul over there in the book of 1 Corinthians. Charles Wesley wrote to him, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," and one of the lines says, "Second Adam from above." Well, the idea is the first Adam messed everything up, and Jesus comes back as the second Adam, and he rectifies everything. Well, the Bible says that the church is the bride of Christ. Well, that makes, if Adam is the first type of Christ in the Bible, and Jesus is the last Adam, the first Adam is a type of the last Adam, which is the Lord Jesus. That makes Adam's bride, Eve, the first type in the Bible of the church, because the church is the bride of Christ, and Adam, his bride, was Eve. So she's a picture of the church. And, the Bible says that Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. She got fooled by Satan when she took that fruit. in the garden. And Ecclesiastes says that everything is going to end the way it begins. That which hath been is that which shall be. And so really things are going to wind up exactly how they started.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, Pastor William Grady, and would you like to get your website out, tell people how they can get copies of your book?
Yes, sure. The website is GradyPublications.com. That's publications plural, www.GradyPublications.com. And if they don't have access to the Internet, they can call and leave a message at 810-630-1611. 1-810-610-630-1611. And I'm pastoring a church in the Flint, Michigan area called Macedonia Baptist Church. It's in Swartz Creek, Michigan, a suburb of Flint. They call that number. They can get through to me by just leaving a message.
All right, fine. Of course, we do have an outlet there. It's a little late at night, but get a good outlet every evening there in Flint, Michigan. Lots of listeners, so maybe some of those people will be looking for a good church. At least I hope so. Well, of course, that's not on this program. That's on our late night program. But there's a lot of them listen by the Internet, the miracle of the Internet, this program. And certainly the book is well worthwhile reading, very well done, very, very thought-provoking. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we hope many of you out there, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Certainly Pastor Grady has looked into this a great deal. And we've talked about certainly the part that America has played in preparing Israel and for the land, and certainly the land for the Israeli people. And do you think that there's going to be another great migration to Israel in the not-too-distant future?
Do I think there will be?
Right.
I don't know. I don't really think that there will be. I think the tension will be heating up between Israel and Iran and all of Iran's allies, satellites that will be threatening Israel. So I guess the average secular-minded Jew wouldn't, or religious-minded Jew, just wouldn't see that as the most ideal place to park themselves at this time. It seems a little too threatening.
All right, fine. Now, what do you think about the possibility of a massive war coming to the Middle East involving Iran and perhaps some of the other Middle Eastern countries?
Well, you know, of course, the Bible talks about the greatest world wars are still ahead of us, and so that's all certainly on the horizon. I think the one of the most unusual signs from Ezekiel 38 is the Persia-Russian alliance that's been going on for 10 years or so now. And prior to this time, Persia and old Russia, they've always been antagonistic to one another, especially because of religious reasons. And so for Russia and Iran to be hooking up with one another through various arms agreements and economic treaties and all the various things that can be researched out is a pretty good sign that we're getting close to the end. And so, yes, there's plenty of wars coming ahead. And and that's why, again, as I mentioned in my last broadcast with you, I've written three books, and they're rated with 5 stars on Barnes & Noble's website. I'm very fortunate and blessed by God because of that. But I've been a pastor for over 3 decades, so I'm a preacher first, and I write about a lot of subjects. But first and foremost, my approach is spiritual, and so people have got to realize that God's ticked off. I mean, that Jew is called the apple of his eye, and the last verse in the book of Amos says, when the Jew gets back in the land, he's not going to be yanked out again. And so he's back in the land just to begin setting up end days, you know, events. And the whole world is going to be turning on him more and more. And that's going to get God more and more ticked off. He's mad at immorality in general and sin in general. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So he's mad enough at the United States for the pornography and the American Idol and the homosexuality and all of these moral decadences. But he's really mad about our slipping away from support of Israel. So it's going to get real wild real quick. So if I was that listener, I'd make sure I was, number one, a Christian by being a saved, born-again person, by having placed my faith in Christ alone. I was a Catholic for 22 years before I got saved. And you get saved, and then you're living a consecrated life as a good Christian, and then you look to the Lord to look after you. That's the only thing you're able to do.
All right. Well, certainly about half the population of Israel today is secular. The other half would be more or less fundamentalist, in other words, believing in the basic tenets of the Bible. But it really doesn't matter whether the Jews are secular or believing in the traditional, Jewish faith. They all need to be saved, and some of them will be. Most of them will not be, but some of them will come to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And all of these things are happening that were foretold thousands of years ago. 2,000 years ago, in fact, the most amazing prophecy of all is that the Jews would return to the Holy Land. Somebody asked them, a scoffer said, well, how can you prove that the Bible is accurate? And the response was, because of the Jews. Because the Jews have returned to the Holy Land, the only race in all of history that has gone back, to its origin, its site of origin, and it was all prophesied. In fact, you really can't understand much of what's going on today from a political point of view because so much of it doesn't make sense. So many of the things that go on here in America really don't make any common sense. I mean, the fact that we're doing everything we can to our leaders to transfer the wealth of our nations, the jobs of our nations, and the industries of our nation to other seas. Why would rational men be doing that? Why, very simply, we're not dealing with rational men. We're dealing with men who are following another God, another leader, another plan. And so behind all of this is a plan for a one-world government. Would you like to pick up that thought and how that fits into this the events that are taking place today?
Well, you're right about that, and men are not thinking rationally today. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, who love not the love of the truth. There's a lot to God just allowing men and in some cases inspiring the delusion because men have turned on God, and so he's going to turn on them. And Scripture says, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to thee. Scripture says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee. I mean, God is not to be messed with. I mean, listen, the true God of that Bible is not like the God that you see people like Joel Osteen talking about, or the kind of a God that is portrayed in the average religious Christian bookstore. He is not that kind of a God. You read Leviticus 26. He told those Jews if they didn't do right and they didn't repent, he was going to judge them so bad they were going to wind up eating their own children one day. He told the Jews and had Moses write in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, that one day I'm going to rejoice while I'm destroying you. Not only am I going to destroy you, but I'm going to rejoice while I'm doing it. I mean, how do you reconcile a God like that with the prevailing public relations campaign put out by all these preachers on television? They're two different gods. The God of that Bible is not to be messed with, and he's being messed with today. Men are rejecting him, and we're sowing what we've reaped. I mean, we're reaping what we've sown, and it's very serious today. And I carry a spare tire in my car, so I don't think it's wrong to have certain extra light bulbs and some water purifiers and various things like this in your home for emergencies. But boy, I'll tell you one thing: a prayer closet and a prayer rug and a repentant spirit and a worn out Bible is a whole lot more valuable than any of these other things put together.
You're absolutely right. Well, I guess is Pastor William Grady, our telephone number 800-259-5791. Give us a call when we get back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the final segment. Our guest today is Pastor William Grady. His book, How Satan Turned America Against God. And, of course, we have Marilyn calling from California, of all places. Hi, Marilyn. What part of California?
El Sobrante.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, right ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I'm also a born-again Christian, a Baptist, and I go to a traditional Baptist church, so I have interest in what you're talking about. When I first started out being a Christian, I was sort of a Christian Zionist, I guess you'd say. I thought that everybody was going against Israel and that they were, being set upon them by all sides. By the Arabs, and that the United States was their only friend. And I've slowly evolved my opinion, and most lately I've been listening to another guest of Dr. Stan's, which is Barry Shamish, and I became aware of this so-called Sabbatean conspiracy, the false Jews. And I wonder if your guest would have any opinion on whether this might be the false Jews that were in Smyrna that were quoted in Revelation when Jesus gave his revelation to John. And incidentally, I finally found out that Sabbataitzi, who originated this Sabbatean conspiracy, was also from Smyrna, and also what your pastor guessed. Thank you.
Okay, Marilyn, let's get that, because we're running out of time, and it's a fascinating subject. Are you a pastor? Are you acquainted with the Sabbatean movement? And, of course, how some of the many of the Jewish leaders are come from this really satanic movement.
Well, I've heard of it, and there have been theories forever about who the real Jews are. And, of course, you know, Herbert Armstrong's whole movement was built around that, and British Israelites. And there are theories all over the place about where the real Jews are. And I know the verses she's speaking about in Revelation. I think the best way to understand it is that the Jew has been whipped by his own God for 2,000 years since the crucifixion, and 500 years prior to that for being disobedient in the Old Testament. So he's always been at odds against his own God, and God's been after him. And so, like you said, Israel today is 50% secular. They have rock concerts now, 50,000 abortions a year, gay rights movements. You know, it's a very, very wicked country. And so there's plenty of sin in the, that's why if you go to Ezekiel chapter 9, the Lord sends those four angels down into Jerusalem at the end of the tribulation period to destroy every Jew in Jerusalem except for the ones that are crying and sighing for the sins of their land. And he's going to be mopping up his own people. So there's plenty of sin to go around and plenty of evil. But who's the real Jew? I don't think anybody knows that but God.
And I think, Marilyn, the thing is that God brought them back to the Holy Land, and some of them are true to him, and many of them are not. Many of the leaders are not at all. But God has a plan, and we're not smart enough to understand the plan. At least I'm not. But it's fascinating to see the story unfold, and I'm sure the Sabbateans play a part in it. But God will even use the Sabbateans in his plan. Never forget that. I mean, God is God. We don't understand why he picked the Jewish people. Why should they be picked out among all the other races? I don't know. God's not necessarily fair, but I'm sure not going to put myself in judgment on him, believe me. Hey, thanks so much for your calling. Aren't we living in exciting times? Well, let's go to Eric, who's calling from California. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Dr. Sam, Pastor Grady. I just basically want to give an amen to what you're saying. Without understanding the spiritual aspect of what's going on, this stuff, you can't put it together. It won't make any sense to you. You can know about 911 being an inside job and all this other stuff that's going on, but without that spiritual aspect, without being born again, you can't bring it together. And I appreciate everything you said, and I totally agree.
And the thing is, we'd be scared to death, you know, if you didn't know really that God has a hand in everything. And
Dr. Stan, human nature. That's what it's going to produce if you look at what's going on and don't have the spiritual aspect. You're going to be afraid.
Right.
You're going to be scared.
Pastor
Christian knows that in the end we win.
Amen to that. Well, we're in for some very hard times. I can promise you that. Pastor Grady, what would your response be to Eric?
Well, I think he's right about that. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace and of love and of a sound mind. So Christian people that know the Lord, that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And a secular person might see a Christian quoting, looking this direction as a cop-out, an ostrich sticking his head in the ground. Well, that's silly. God is in control. He knows what he's doing. He never called us to change the world. He called us to take a people out of the world for his namesake. We're not supposed to, you know, end AIDS and starvation in Africa. That's not what the church is called to do. Rick Warren and his crowd, they're full of prunes. We're to take a people out of this world for his namesake access. And Jesus said, wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there will be that find it. So it's our moral majority. It's going to be a Christian minority, and that's a sad reality, but it's the reality nonetheless.
Okay, well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. And please keep in touch with me. If something comes up you need, would like to get on again, feel free to call me. It's been a real pleasure having you with us. God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Pastor William Grady's book, How Satan Turned America Against God. A very, very good book. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our leaders that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and certainly I want to mention that you need weapons to fight this battle. And one of the best weapons I can think of is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get certainly 60 copies of it, a little over $250 a book, or just about $250 a book, $149.95 plus shipping for the price of $149.95 plus shipping, and you can sell the books for $12.95. You can give them away, but the book will explain what's going on today from a spiritual point of view, and perhaps better than you'll be able to do it now. Of course, you can go up on my website and watch my talk from which the book came. The talk didn't come from the book. The book came from the talk. It's at RadioLiberty.com. Just scroll down to videos and then scroll down to the Brotherhood of Darkness and the story of the murder on the Orient Express. So you'll find it fascinating, but you'll be able to help other people to understand what's going on. If you'd like to buy a pre-publication case of the books, and we won't bill you until the books actually go to print, and then you'll get the case. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's the best book, the best weapon I know that's available today. And then, of course, you'll want to get our 4-CD set on the swine flu epidemic. It's as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, your chance of getting serious problems is maybe 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 100,000, not, you know, a little less than 1 in 100, as Scott Pelley said on 60 Minutes last night. Propaganda campaign to take you, to give you a potentially dangerous vaccine, you know, that is untested and unproven, you know, for a illness that has a very, very little threat to the average healthy person in the United States or healthy child. 86 children have died today. Two-thirds of them had other serious illnesses. 30 children have died in this nation. We're told 36,000 people die every year of swine flu. Are they lying about that? Are they lying about the figures today? No, they're just lying, and liars don't figure, figures lie, and they use statistics to demonstrate how dangerous this is, and you've got to get vaccinated, and ladies and gentlemen, understand vaccines. You need to get, of course, our book, our vaccines, safe and effective. You need to get our vaccine updates, 4 CDs, that's the vaccine update of 2009. We have a 4-tape set on vaccines, which are very good as well, but the latest is our vaccine update 2009, and then our 4-CD set on the swine flu epidemic. We also have Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because there you'll get a free CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of documentation on what is going on as far as the epidemic is concerned and the thimerosal they're using to destroy the minds of our children. And they know what they're doing, and now we also are offering the Congressional Committee Report. I just got hold of it. We're making an offer of that. Or you can get the Simpsonville report and the other report, the Congressional Committee report from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman. And we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the economic world today. Of course, gold started at $1,050 this morning. It closed at $1,065, up almost $15 an ounce. Silver was up strong. We're on the verge of something very major going. Of course, the stock market's soaring over 10,000. Everybody's convinced that the good times are coming, except the people who are really analyzing what's going on. And certainly, if you read the things that are put out by Bob Chapman and by David Rosenberg, and certainly by Peter Schiff and Gerald Celletti, and a few of the people that we really trust, why, they'll tell you that it's all a facade. It's all appearances. It's symbolism over substance. It's rhetoric over reality. But the reality is the unemployment rate is still increasing. Our production, although it's up a little bit, is only because they poured out, you know, countless billions of dollars. But you don't want to hear me talk. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good. The only thing is I'm not talking tonight.
What do you mean you're not talking tonight? You go right ahead.
Okay.
So tell us.
I caught the tail end of what you were talking about the other, we'll call them commentators. And we're facing some very difficult times, and most people just don't really have any kind of idea what's going to happen. And, you know, they think it's difficult now, but they seem to be generally handling it. But wave two should come in about, I would say about a year. It'll begin right after the election. And that's unless banks start to increase lending, not decrease lending. They've been decreasing lending year to year about 14% less than they did previously. And if they would loan again, it would pump things up, so to speak. But I don't see that happening. And the reason I don't see it happening is that their balance sheets look like a dog's breakfast, to use an old English term. And evidently, dog's breakfasts don't look so hot. But anyway, I think we're going to get a stimulus package. Congress is kind of feeling their way along right now to get public reaction. They're talking in terms of $200 billion, and I'm talking in terms of $2 trillion. And that's what they would need to make it happen. Are you getting a lot of static?
I'm getting a lot of static. I think probably what we're going to do is just have you call back in.
We had that problem last week.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind calling, I'll disconnect you. Call right back. If not, we'll have you call on line one.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Bob Chapman's talking about the fact there's going to be a massive monetization. It's already going on. In other words, we have to borrow $5 billion a day, at least at the present time, just to pay the interest under the principal on our debt. That's actually we're paying for. We have to borrow money just so we can pay our debts to get right down to it. Some of it's interest, some of it's just we're spending much more than we're taking in. And so how do we do that? Well, we create the money out of nothing. We can't get anybody else. Increasingly, other countries will not lend us money. So we're simply creating the money. Well, how long can you keep on creating money to pay your debts? So, you can do it for a while, but then eventually nobody wants your money because you've destroyed its value. And there is no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And the people who are doing it know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that the ultimate plan is the destruction of our economy, the impoverishment of our people, and the enslavement of generations yet unborn. Pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, that's certainly so. And what they've done is they have finally opted, and for them, the people who control our government and many other governments, it's a natural extension of their move to a world currency and a new world order. And so what they've done is essentially, officially, abandoned the dollar. Now, they are trying to keep the plunge from happening in 1 or 2 or 3 days. And every day, with a day in between, on the upside, the dollar's down. You know, today is a perfect example. It started off about, 4 o'clock this morning, it was up 0.10, which is 10 parts of 1. And it ended the day up on the USDX, which is an index which has 6 major currencies weighted against the U.S. dollar. And it had a high of 124. In the beginning of May, it was 89.5, and it closed today at 75.22, a new recent low. It was down 0.35. The testing place is 71.18, and we're 4 points away. I thought that we would hit that. I predicted that in January. By the end of the month, I may be a little late on it, but I said by the end of October and perhaps the end of the year when I wrote about it. So I'm right on. Over the next year and a half, they will try to hold the dollar up above 55. I think it'll go to 40. When that happens, what will happen is that there will be a meeting like the Smithsonian meetings in the early 70s, the Plaza Accord of 1985 in Paris, and the Louvre Accord of 1987, which was also outside. Actually, that was in Paris. That's on the Rue de Rivoli, incidentally. I spent a lot of time living in Paris. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. And at the same time, I expect there will be a revaluation and devaluation of every currency against one another. And I also suspect that there will be a official devaluation of the U.S. dollar, 3 old ones for 1 new one. And I think the debt between nations will be reduced to 1/3 of what it is presently. In other words, 2/3 will be written off. I also believe that there will be a new international trading unit, and that unit will consist of G20 countries, and I think it will include a 10 to 15% gold component, which means all of these 20 nations will have to come up with 15% or 10% backing of gold on their currencies, and if they don't have it, they're going to have to go out and buy it. And so that is a consideration. In fact, any nation of the 20 that doesn't have the appropriate cover has got to be out there buying now. If they're not, they're dumb as a spade.
Well, Chris, anyway, somebody's buying gold, you know. Obviously, the price is going up. The establishment doesn't want it to go up. And they've done everything they could to keep it down, and they've lied to the American people. But it was up, $15 an ounce today, you know, from where it opened to where it closed, or something in that neighborhood. You know it better than I do. But, I mean, I'm amazed how strong it is, how strong silver is. So, obviously, people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, are beginning to realize that the currencies are failing. The whole economic system of the world is failing. But what this means is the impoverishment of anybody who's invested in dollars. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. You know, we've got people who started buying gold and silver coins and shares in June of 2000 when we made our recommendation. Some of them have made millions of dollars already. And we just finished phase one. We've got a long way to go. And I think in this market, the big winners are going to be the shares, because historically they have gone up five times more than gold has, and at times they have averaged 40 times more. And so I think the big potential for gains is in the shares, which we recommend, incidentally. And also, I think coming second will be numismatic coins, which have very rare premiums presently because they're so low. And we haven't seen this for a long, long time. And the reason for that, and I must say, these are mint state graded numismatic coins I'm talking about. I must say that only 3% of Americans or less are involved in gold and silver in any way. And I expect that when we hit the top of the market at $6,700 gold or maybe even higher, that the big payoffs will come in the gold shares as well as in those mint state graded numismatic coins. So it's going to be an opportunity of a lifetime. It has been for some people already. You know, we got people who bought stocks at $4 that are selling at $75, and on and on and on. And we do not encourage trading at all. We encourage buying and holding for the duration. And we've got at least 3 years to go here, minimum, through stages 2 and 3. And we may even get a fourth stage. And you know, we can't propose to know what's going to happen to in between, especially in view of what is going on in history, has been going on in history, and usually what the people who control things from behind the scenes do. They have another war. And this time, if Iran and Israel go at it and the U.S. gets involved, it'll be a full-scale nuclear war. And all major cities in China and Russia and the United States and England in Europe will be decimated. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath. Half the people in the world are going to die. And these people just don't care. They don't care. And if you think this is some fairy tale, just keep on doing what you're doing, which for the most part, most of you, is nothing. And you'll end up getting incinerated.
Well, I think
you got to prepare for this thing.
I think it's important. Everybody who wants to know what lies ahead needs to read my January 2008 newsletter up at RadioLiberty.com. That's January 2008. Explains how we have been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan. Now, why would we do that? Well, very simply, because Pakistan couldn't build a bomb unless we transferred the nuclear technology to them. But why would we do that? So they could give it to Iran and other Muslim countries in preparation for the coming nuclear war. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Well, people are going to say, if that's true, well, why are we hearing about that? Well, everybody else in the world is hearing about it. You can read about it on the Internet. Totally blocked out by the controlled press in the United States, which, of course, is one reason why I believe it's true. But January 2008, the Sybil Edmonds story. I'll tell you, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I don't know what is coming but war is coming, ladies and gentlemen, and you better start making your plans accordingly. So 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8294 here in the Central Coast, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, but you need to begin making your preparations. The America we knew, you know, 2 years ago doesn't exist, and it's never, in my estimation, ever going to exist again. Of course, Bob's advice has been good. I mean, if you're trying to play the stock market, you're probably having just a little trouble sleeping at night. Believe me, you're going to have a lot more trouble. So what would your advice be to the people who are saying, well, maybe I ought to get that stock market so I can ride it to the top? What would you tell them?
Well, the stock market, I don't think, is going to go a heck of a lot higher. And even though there's tremendous amounts of money behind it, there's going to be sellers along the way, and I think they haven't showed up yet. And when they do, there'll be a correction. And I think eventually it'll go much lower than it did before just recently.
And, of course, a lot of the people, you know, I think there's 30 of the insiders trading, 30 selling for every one that's buying. I mean, most of these CEOs, the major concerns are simply getting out of their stock because they know what's going to happen. The average person doesn't know. He's swept along by what Cramer tells them and what they say on this CBN and CNBC. But, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'm not a financial advisor, but my gut tells me that this is all a trap. It's all being artificially created.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Bob on every week to talk about what's really going on financially throughout the world. Now, Sydney, I think the 99th bank went down just a couple of days ago. I have a hard time keeping up with the number because it keeps growing all the time. But, you know, Sydney, Bob Chapman has said we're going to lose between 3,000 and 4,000 banks because most of our banks in the United States are insolvent. And the only reason the big banks are surviving is because we say they're too big to fail, because the truth of the matter is they're too big to sustain. Sydney Elizabeth Warren, professor of law from Harvard, who's heads the commission, the Congressional Commission to investigate TARP, and of course she's not allowed to find out what's happened to the funds. So the $700 billion, they're hiding a lot of it, they're lying, doing everything they don't want the American people to know, how they're helping their buddies in the banking system. But she says these banks are not too big to fall, they're too big to sustain, and we ought to break them up. But what's your opinion of the banking industry? Are most of our banks really insolvent? Is the housing decline continues? Is 300,000 homes every month go into foreclosure, despite all of the good efforts of the Obama administration? You think how bad things would be if they weren't working so hard to try to save homes. 300,000 homes a month go into foreclosure. Is that about right?
Yeah, and, you know, I just got a figure, and it's pretty solid. 7 million over the next 3 years are going to lose their homes. And, you know, and one of the things that's really disturbing is that, first of all, the federal government through FHA, who has just made 37% of all loans this year, they're subprime loans. In 1 year from now, 70% of them are going to go bad, and the American taxpayer is going to have to pay for it. And then we have millions of homes that are held by banks who are not listing them as foreclosed. There are people living in homes who haven't made a mortgage payment in 2 years. Now, we have all of this inventory overhang, and they're giving an $8,000 credit to people, which will have to be renewed if it's going to stay in place in November, if they're first-time home buyers. And it's not going to work. All we're doing is buying time for the bankers, and they're taking the money that they're getting from the Treasury and the federal government, and they're gambling in the market with it. They're not lending it. They're gambling.
You're talking now about the banks. The government's giving them money at 0 or 0.25% interest to lend, and they're refusing to lend it. Why should they lend it, you know, when they can make all sorts of money? I mean, I think that what Goldman Sachs talking something, something close to $20 billion, you probably know the figures that I do, of bonuses this year, but they're talking, what, $39, $40 billion of loans are going to, bonuses are going to, to give to their friends, the banking industry. And in fact, we control AIG. I mean, it's owned 80% by the federal government. But, you know, they're going to pay these fantastic sums of money, $200 million to one fellow. But they say, oh, gee, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we own the bank, but there's nothing we can do about it. Why, these loans were made before we took over the bank. Fine, let the bank go down, then we don't have to waste all this money and transfer it to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan through AIG. I mean, these people give corruption a bad name, and they're all helping their friends. Would that be a fair assessment?
It's going to cost us $200 billion as taxpayers.
We've already put $180 billion into AIG as they funnel our money out of the large banks.
Well, if they add more, it'll be higher, but that's the figure right now, more or less.
Right.
And it's a travesty. You know, I spent 50 years in finance and economics and research, and I own my own brokerage firm. I was a broker for 28 years. What they're doing is just simply unbelievable. The criminal element today in Wall Street banking, insurance, transnational conglomerates, Washington, is just dreadful. I mean, if the people knew one-tenth of what they're doing, they'd run down and hang them. Wait till they find out.
Well, you know, I'm sure Al Capone would just love to have worked on Wall Street. I mean, he if he had something like this, he could have been legitimate and robbed the people. But Sidney, he wasn't legitimate. He was selling liquor during Prohibition. But these other people, they rob and steal right in plain sight. Nothing's ever done to them. We'll be right back in just a moment here.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Jim calling us from West Virginia, and he's just saying his dad was knew all about this many years ago, told him about it. But certainly Jim asked how we would actually take down the Federal Reserve System, and Bob's response was by the resolutions that are in, certainly in the hopper in both the House and the Senate, and, of course, in the Ron Paul's building in the House. Is that Bernie Sanders in the Senate? Bob, who put the Senate
there down? Are 23 sponsors,
okay,
the last
fine.
I heard. It's going to pass in the House.
Okay, fine. Let's just hope it passes in the Senate. But we need to expose this corruption. These people are dishonest. They have killed people. If you haven't read my newsletters, certainly dealing with the battle of Andrew Jackson with the central bank, they're up on my webpage there. Read them. I think that they were certainly but the very important battle, because it's the same battle that Andrew Jackson fought, that we're fighting today against a group of evil people. What Andrew Jackson didn't understand was the dark spiritual forces behind this. But Jim, behind everything going on, there are powerful spiritual forces, and they're behind the people who control our banking system. Anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, okay. He said that if we could wipe them out, that wipe out the IRS, because it's just interest payments pretty much is all that is, wipe out the IRS at the same time with a stroke of the pen, wipe out most of the national debt which is owed to these counterfeiters, and he was saying to bust them on counterfeiting. Now, true, we have to audit them so as to let the world know what's going on.
Okay, and we certainly do. And God bless, and thanks for calling, Jim. Well, right now, let's go to David from Ohio. And David, before we get to you, why we want to let Bob get his telephone number out and tell people how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster. And our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, if they'd like, at least how they can get a free copy. And after reading it, I'm sure they'll probably be as intrigued as I was when I first read it, and I look forward to it coming twice a week. So tell them how they can get it.
Well, you can get a free introductory copy by going to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. You can email us at bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call 800-375-4188. That's toll free, 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, David, you have a question.
Yes, sir. This might sound pretty simple, but if they put a 15% gold backing to this new currency and it's still backed by 85% paper, isn't that just like a false confidence builder here, where now they can go out and with $15 on the dollar, go out and buy gold or other commodities, at an 85% discount?
All right. Legitimate questions. How do you respond to David's concern? He's saying, well, look, instead of having 100% gold backing, or 40% as we had, under the Federal Reserve System, you're saying, well, 15% is all we need. How do you respond to him?
Well, I think it will be a backing of gold simply to make it really acceptable. The only currency in the world that has a gold backing right now is the euro. They had 15% backing, but they went and sold about half of it off. They have about 7% right now. And none of the other currencies in the world have gold backing. And I think in order to make it acceptable, they're going to have some tag on there, 10 or 15%. And it's not going to change anything. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. And it's certainly better than the United States dollar, which has no backing and incredible amounts of debt. And so I think that it's a relative step in the right direction. They got to do something. And I'd rather see that than the other alternatives, such as the SDR, special drawing rights, which are a creature of the IMF, came in 1965, and it was, you know, just very, very unsuccessful. And so I think the SDR is not going to be the answer. And so that's why I think they'll go to what I just described.
But, David, I think that Bob would agree that this is not an ideal solution. It is at least a tentative solution. They're not interested in an ideal solution. They're not interested in solving the problem. They're trying to just keep things together for a little bit longer until they can really crash the whole system. Would you agree with that, Bob?
That's right. You know, the next thing after that will be the try at creating a one-world currency. That'll probably come 2 or 3 years later. And that will totally and finally end the sovereignty of all nations. They'll all be under the control of a one-world government. And we can't let that happen. And so that's why Ron Paul's bills are so important. If they don't work, there's revolution. That's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. So you better get a hold of your senators and even the ones that are not your senators and tell them you want this bill passed. Because if they don't do that, we're doomed.
Well, I think we're doomed anyway. But, David, I really think what they're doing is you know, putting wallpaper on the big holes in the wall without repairing the wall. And they know that, but the walls will look pretty good for a time. They want to make people feel that they're doing something, but they're not doing what's right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, there's nothing to be gained by just simply not accepting this currency.
Well, there's nothing to be gained, but, I mean, you and I are not going to be able to make the determinant on it, and it'll probably fly for a time, but it won't solve the problem. It's like with so many other things. It's like somebody's got terminal cancer, you give them chemotherapy. You don't cure them, you make them miserably sick, but they live a little bit longer. And all they're trying to do is hold this thing together temporarily. And Bob isn't recommending this. He's just saying that's what they're going to do. I think that would be a fair appraisal, wouldn't it, Bob?
Right.
Okay, I hope that answers your question, David.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you got a question for Bob. And when Bob tells you what they're going to do, doesn't mean that he agrees with it, doesn't mean it's going to solve the problem, just means that this is what he thinks they're going to do, and I think it's a pretty good chance that that is what they're going to do. But they don't want a real solution. They want to create a perception that they're trying to solve the problem. What they're really trying to do is debase all the currencies of the world and create world chaos. That's what's coming down the line. Well, Sidney, Bob, you know, as we look and we see how the American banking system is doing, the American banking system is holding on. Now, you've made a prediction that between 3,000 and 4,000 more banks are going down. That's a frightening thing to contemplate. When is this going to happen? Next year, the year after that, over the next 3 or 4 years? What are your thoughts?
Well, you might call it a work in progress. We've got 99 banks gone under this year, and we're just getting rolling. And we have not heard about the banks secretly that have been taken over by larger banks, most of whom are insolvent themselves. And so you're going to see the disappearance of over 3,000 banks. And in order to ensure that, the FDIC would need about $23.4 trillion. And I don't think that's going to happen. So your money is not very safe in the bank because the FDIC doesn't have any money. And what's going to happen is that the federal government is going to give them $100 billion and then $100 more and so on, and trying to stave off this calamity that they've created. And yes, a few thousand banks will go under. And you don't have any protection. If you get CDs, get rid of them. Cash value, life insurance policies, annuities, they're all invested in the stock market. The market is not going to go up forever. It's gone up 60% in 6 months with no justification other than the fact that the United States government has given away piles of money, along with the Federal Reserve, to the banking and Wall Street and insurance interests, who in turn are leveraging it and gambling in the market. And that's why the market's up. Where it's going to end, I don't know, but I don't want to be on the other side of it.
We know it's very interesting that the FDIC claims it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. It's a wonderful term, the full faith and credit of the United States government. The only trouble is, the United States government is bankrupt. And would you lend money to or depend upon an insurance company that was backed by the full faith and credit of an insurance company that was bankrupt? I wouldn't. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Rod, who's calling from Santa Cruz, as soon as my producer passes Rob over for us. So we'll be with him in just a moment. In the meantime, Bob, certainly your advice, getting into gold and silver, there's Rod. Hi, Rod. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Do you have a question for Bob? Bob, with the things changing in the country as much as they are and polarization happening, I hear talk of people saying the South must rise again, and they believe that's to preserve constitutional liberty. And have you, in your conversations with others, have any insight into that idea of the South rising again to stand for constitutional freedom?
I've heard it expressed differently. I haven't heard those terms in many years. And so I think what people have to do is bond together and try to find a constitutional way out of this. And if they can't, well, then they better have food and a filter, and they better get the Cosmoline off their weapons, and they better have plenty of ammo. And in fact, I got a letter today that Georgia Arms, which makes reloads, they haven't been able to get the components for 9 months. And so the government is behind that because they supply the brass. And so they know where this thing's headed, and there's a good chance that that's where it's headed. And we got a good chance at nuclear war. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know either. But I know that that chance is there, and it's a strong chance.
Yeah. Well, Rod, I think that the term the South's rise again, of course, many people equate that with slavery. Well, the war was not fought for slavery. The Civil War, it was fought for states' rights. And to try to restrict the power of the central government, they didn't pass the Emancipation Proclamation until either late 1862 or 1863, had nothing to do with slavery, but they needed an excuse. They were having riots in the North against the draft. They killed 2,000 people one day who didn't want to be drafted to fight in a war they didn't believe in, and they needed an excuse. So they said, well, the war is about slavery. Well, What we need is for people to understand that slavery was inherently wrong. What we need to do is to understand that America was founded upon the proposition of limiting the power of the central government so men could be free. One of the big problems is those senators back there and congressmen have been drinking the water in Washington, D.C., and of course there's lead in the pipes, and a lot of them got lead intoxication. I was reading a study just now where they noted that the lead levels in the blood of the children in Washington, D.C. is unusually high, and just as we saw reading about the fall of Rome related to the poisoning of the water by lead, I fear that it's not only lead, but the metals in our vaccines and certainly the other things that they're putting in our water and our food that are poisoning the minds of these senators and congressmen, and they really believe that they can solve all the problems of the world with, of course, their power. And they are violating constantly the oath they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and many of them are traitors to this land. Anything else, Rod?
No, thanks for your insight, Dan.
God bless. Okay, fine.
I'd like to add to that, too, and that is that between 1840 and 45, all slavery stopped in the South. It was too expensive. They just couldn't afford it anymore. And so the shipments that had been not told that the market for slaves was no longer there in the American South, they were dumping these Africans, black people, off of the ships off the coast of Panama and Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and so on. And if you go there today, you'll find large colonies of people who speak Spanish, but as well as English. And they have been there since the 1840s and 50s. And so they've been there, 150 years. But the point is that it was no longer profitable.
Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Missouri. Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Question or comment?
How are you, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine.
And how are you, Bob?
No, this is Bob.
Well, this is Bob. Okay.
This is Bob. Bob Chapman.
I'm a big reader, and I read the George Ewer sites. And he's predicting something around the 25th of this month. Boy, we're printing up a lot of dollars. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. I'm wondering if Bob has any idea what could bring the market down around that time.
Well, remember that's this coming Sunday, the day of our conference. Let's hope it doesn't happen on the 25th. Any thoughts on that, Bob? We've heard these predictions, the 25th of October, the 25th of October, like the Ides of March. Well, Sidney, you hang on, Mike, because we're going to go to a break, and I want you to hear Bob's reply. But a lot of people are setting dates. I'm not smart enough to set a date, for whatever reason, I don't think you can set a date, because, boy, if you're wrong, you sure look foolish. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman and wrap up the program, and you hang on there, Mike.
Thank you.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Just a moment here. Well, Dr. Stan, we've got Carol Lee calling from Monterey, wants to know if her Social Security check she has directly deposited in the bank is safe. And Bob says for now it is, and in the future we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Carol Lee, we're living in uncertain times, and of course just, you know, we make all of our preparations if it were up to us, and we pray as if it's up to God, and just have to wait and see how it unfolds. Anyway, we're out of time. But thanks for calling, Carol Lee. And Bob Chapman, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you tonight.
Right. Thank you.
God
bye-bye.
Bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Bob Chapman. Of course, you'll be with us again tonight on an evening program. We'll cover some of the main things, some of the same things. And, well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America listening to us, why, we will really appreciate your help. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you we are in a battle for the survival of Christian civilization, the souls of men. What are our weapons? Well, certainly the Holy Scripture is an excellent weapon, but another weapon would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're involved. And right now we're making a pre-publication offer, and you can buy a case of my books, ordinarily markets for $12.95. You can buy them for about $2.50 a copy. But, of course, it's pre-publication, and once the offer is subscribed to, it ends for a couple of years, and we've got to print the book again. But certainly you can sell the book, you can give them away, you can lend them. But if we can get people to read it, they'll begin to get a grasp of what's really going on today. So if you'd like to get a case of the Brotherhood of Darkness, 60 books, it's $149.95 plus shipping, and we will not bill your credit card until such time as we actually have enough people subscribed. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. It's an excellent weapon. Certainly with Dan Brown's new book out, talking about the secret architecture of our nation's capital, the influence of the Masons, you need to get the Secret Mystery series of DVDs. There are three of them. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and The Eye of the Phoenix, the Strange, Mysterious Emblems on the Back of the Dollar Bill. You can get them separately. You can get them together at a reduced price, but get them, watch them, get other people to watch them. There really are secret societies. They do work at the highest levels of our society. They did influence the architecture of our nation's capital, where you'll see all sorts of satanic and astrological emblems. And then, of course, the Eye of the Phoenix, going into the secret emblems and the significance of the back of the dollar bill. You need to be able to discuss this intelligently and explain to people about the spiritual battle that's going on, because they're certainly not going to learn about this in our churches. And it all has to do with Gnosticism. That's why you need to hear my talks on the forbidden secret and on the financial Armageddon. And there's so many of them. You can listen to many of them up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you want to get the DVDs, though, which you're welcome to copy. And then, of course, we have syllabuses with each of them. I said, do you want to get the Final Countdown series put out by Pastor Billy Crone? The 10 DVDs, 5 in Part 1 and 5 in Part 2, that will help you to look at what's going on through the prism, through the lens of the Bible. And Pastor Crone does an excellent job with these. Now, that if